Sorry, they were Rabbi Yosef Aaron Lloyd.
Good morning. Although everyone is ready, is now being hoisted in preparing for Yom Kippur, but you also have to know that in 11 days' time will be the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. The topic of the shiur today is Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Hilchos Chol HaMoed somehow is not as well known as Hilchos Shabbos, but it's no less important to know Hilchos Chol HaMoed. We know that twice a year there is something called Bahab. Some people say Slichos, other people fast. The Bahab, the Sheni B'Chamishi V'Sheni, is after Pesach and after Sukkos. There are different reasons for Bahab. One of the reasons for Bahab is in case on Yom Tov Chas V'Sholom a person was over in Aveira, a person might have done some Karos Roish because of all the socializing, a person might not be medactic in Alochas or Yom Tov, so to Mechapa on the Chatoim of Yom Tov, Chazal Mesakit Bahab. So the Kasha is, why is there no Bahab after Shavuos? So the Eliyahu Rabba brings from one of the Kadmonim that Bahab was created after a Yom Tov which has a Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed is common for people to be over on halachos which they should be keeping. So it's very important to know what you can do and what you can't do on Chol HaMoed, and of course in a short shiur like this it's not shy to say everything. I want to mention a few points, a few important in Yonim and Hilchos Chol HaMoed. As Akdama, I want to say that there's a very fundamental difference between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Chol HaMoed. And if you don't know this fundamental difference, then you're very far from knowing Hilchos Chol HaMoed. And this is probably one of the reasons, not the only reason, I believe there are a few, but this is probably one of the reasons why Hilchos Chol HaMoed is not known by many people, is because they haven't understood this very fundamental difference between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Chol HaMoed. And I'll try and explain it clearly, Be'ezrat Hashem. When you learn Hilchos Shabbos, on Hilchos Shabbos we have melachos. There are things which are also to do on Shabbos, lametes melachos. There are yisurim which are obvious. There are toldos which are also awesome in the Torah. And then there are melachos da'abonon. Kimat, the whole of Hilchos Shabbos, when you learn Hilchos Shabbos, is discussing what is the definition of this melacha or that melacha. What constitutes boyer on Shabbos? What constitutes makiv patish on Shabbos? What kind of lisha is also? And when you learn Hilchos Bishul, you have to know, is it a keli rishon or a keli sheni? And the melachos da'abonon are also like that. What exactly is shehiyah? What is chazara? What is hatmona? You're trying to understand the definition of the melacha. When you have a shayla in Hilchos Shabbos, the reason why you want to do it is irrelevant. You have to know, is it also, is it mutter, is this included in the definition of the melacha min ha-Torah or the melacha da'abonon? The Rav might ask somebody why he wants to do it, but usually that's because there are two opinions, and the Rav feels that if it's a shayla tzadchak, you can be same on another opinion. But that's not to do with defining the halacha. That's the Rav's way of looking at your shayla. But in the essence of Hilchos Shabbos is based on understanding what is also what is mutter. There are limited cases in Hilchos Shabbos where the dry halacha takes into account the reason, namely, choyle, you're allowed to do melacha da'abonon for choyle and some other things, or mutter for some kinds of choylim, and it's quite clear who's called a choyle and who's not. It's not so difficult to work it out. And there are things which are mutter to serach mitzvah as well on Shabbos. But that's it. Maybe there are more, a little bit more maybe. When it comes to Hilchos Chol HaMoed, it's a totally different ballgame. When it comes to Hilchos, most of Hilchos Chol HaMoed depends on the reason why you want to do it. Min Hasam, the premise should be before you start that if you know that something is also on Shabbos and also on Yom Tov, it would be also on Chol HaMoed. Unless you have a reason which is one of the reasons which allow a person to do Melacha Chol HaMoed. The two most classic reasons, which I'm going to say now, Bekitza, now, and I want to explain them a bit more later, Be'ezrat Hashem, are Tzor HaMoed and Dovah HaOvod. Everyone knows Dovah HaOvod, you're allowed to do Melacha Chol HaMoed. It has its parameters. Not everything is classified as Dovah HaOvod, and not every kind of Melacha can be done Chol HaMoed. But that's not to do with understanding the definition of the Melacha, that's deciding what does Dovah HaOvod allow. Tzorech HaMoed, you're allowed to do some malachas for Tzorech HaMoed, many malachas you're allowed to do the Tzorech HaMoed. And we get used to it, and sometimes people don't realize that the reason why it's mutter is because it's a Tzorech HaMoed. It has nothing to do with the definition of the malacha. I'll give you an example, and then you'll understand. If you haven't understood yet, you should understand soon what I mean. The streets of Chol HaMoed are full of cars. We all drive on Chol HaMoed. Nobody ever told us you can't drive on Chol HaMoed. Kimat all place can hold this mutter. I chose my words carefully, but come out, little place can hold this butter. So people have in their minds that driving is not also Chol HaMoed. That's wrong. There's no such thing as saying driving is not also Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, you can't do any malacha that you can't do on Shabbos. And the answer is, you can't do Chol HaMoed. You can't drive on Shabbos, you can't drive Chol HaMoed. The reason why we drive on Chol HaMoed is because there's a halacha that you may do many malachas. I'll explain to Be'ez Hashem what many means, but you may do many halachas, the Tzorech HaMoed. When you drive somewhere, naturally it's the Tzorech HaMoed. You're going to shul, you're going to visit someone, you're going to buy something, you're going on an outing, so it's a Tzorech HaMoed. So the reason why people are in their cars on the streets of Chol HaMoed is not because driving is mutter on Chol HaMoed. Driving is, there are many malachas involved in driving, several malachas involved in driving. The reason why people are driving on Chol HaMoed is because you're allowed to do many malachas, the Tzorech HaMoed, and driving falls into the category of those malachas which are permitted, as I can explain later. It belongs to the category of those malachas which are mutter the Tzorech HaMoed. So it's not because driving is mutter Chol HaMoed. If you want to drive someone Chol HaMoed which is not the Tzorech HaMoed, you want to send a parcel to London, and somebody is here from London for Yom Tov and he's leaving on Yisro Chag, and you're too busy mutter Yom Tov, you might forget, you haven't got time to take it to his house, to take this parcel to London. So you want to drive, you want to go to his house on Chol HaMoed, to give him the parcel to take back after Yom Tov. How are you going to get to his house? You're going to drive there. That is a malacha on Chol HaMoed, which is also, because it's not the Tzorech HaMoed, and driving is a malacha. And you just like you can't drive on Shabbos, you can't drive on Chol HaMoed. If it's the Tzorech HaMoed, which is most cases, it's mutter. But you can't drive on Chol HaMoed, but it's not the Tzorech HaMoed. So you have to get the perception. What we're used to as mutter on Chol HaMoed is why we're doing it makes it mutter on Chol HaMoed, not what we're doing it. So this is a typical example of somewhere where a person can make a mistake. And of course, a culture came to take driving lessons and driving tests on Chol HaMoed is definitely awesome because that's not the Tzorech HaMoed. So that is the overview, which is very important to know as a Kdomer. You can't begin understanding Chol HaMoed if you don't know this point. Is it true that everything which is also on Shabbos is also on Chol HaMoed in the absence of a reason to be matter it? It's not completely true.
You said you can't drive. So you couldn't even, if there's no Erev, you couldn't even take it because you're doing your Hotzor.
You're on the ball, coming very soon. Give me another few minutes, I'll get there. Okay?
Never heard of that before.
No, I'm not. I'll get there, okay? I'm getting there soon.
Because
give me approximately 3 or 4 minutes, I'll get there. That's Hashem. Okay? There's no Issa on Chol HaMoed. There's no Issa on Chol HaMoed. I just have to go in the order the way I prepared it. There's no Issa on Chol HaMoed of Muksa. Muksa does not apply on Chol HaMoed. So your Sukkah declarations, which are Muksa, on Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're Muksa. Chol HaMoed, they're not Muksa. That means there's no Issa till Muksa on Chol HaMoed. The Issa Hanor of Muksa, that certain things are also Hanor because of Muksa. You can't be Nene from Atzi Sukkah, that does apply Chol HaMoed. But the Issa of Tiltu Muksa does not apply Chol HaMoed. You can move what you want on Chol HaMoed. The Issa of Adabir Dovo, from Tsechevsko of Adabir Dovo, to talk about business matters or Divichol on Shabbos is also. You mustn't say on Shabbos a business matter. You mustn't talk about weekly activities that you're intending to do. Something breaks on Shabbos, you can't tell someone in the house, just leave it there, I'll fix it after Shabbos. That's the Issa Gomo of Adabir Dovo on Shabbos. You mustn't talk about things that you intend to do in the weekday. But that is on Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Chol HaMoed, Chazal did not ask her speaking about weekly activities. There's no issur of mitzvah of Adabir Dovo. You can even book a worker if you have a way of doing it without a malacha. You can book a worker for after Yom Tov. You might have noticed that the two examples I gave, Muksa and Adabir Dovo, are actually not part of the Lamates Malachas, which explains a bit why on Chol HaMoed they're different, because on Chol HaMoed it goes more with malachas. On Shabbos, we have 39 malachas. 38 of them are also on Shabbos, on Chol HaMoed. 38 of the 39 malachas are also on Chol HaMoed, with the exception of Hotzor. Okay, David? I'm there. I've arrived. I saw carrying. I must say, there are all different opinions about it. Rav Osner in Sheva Tanevi writes that the Ikka is like the Das HaMatirim. So you're allowed to carry on Chol HaMoed. The Issa Yitzor does not apply on Chol HaMoed. There might be someone who's got a Masoya in his family to remachme not to carry on Chol HaMoed. And there are shittas that hold like that, and he should keep to his Masoya. So somebody might be sitting here and thinking to himself, who's ever heard of not carrying on Chol HaMoed? And another person might be sitting here and thinking, how can it be that you can't carry your Chol HaMoed? How can it be such a shit that even your own tub you're allowed to carry? If anyone's having such thoughts, you've forgotten what I said a few minutes ago. Because when I talk about whether Yitzor applies to Chol HaMoed, I'm not talking about whether it's Mutar Chol HaMoed. I'm talking about whether it applies to Chol HaMoed. Something can apply to Chol HaMoed, but in most cases it'll be Mutar because it's for Tzor HaMoed or for Dover Ovot. So if I say that there is an opinion that says that Yitzor applies to Chol HaMoed, I mean that according to that opinion, you can't carry your Chol HaMoed for after Yom Tov. I don't mean that that opinion holds you can't carry your Chol HaMoed. So again, Muksa is Mutar completely on Chol HaMoed, even if the Tilson has no Tzor HaMoed, but Dabadova is Mutar Chol HaMoed. Yitzor, according to the Halacha Lemaisa, according to the Ikka Shita on the post game is... Oh, I'm sorry. The Ikka Shita is that it's Mutar Chol HaMoed, and therefore you can carry something to this person who's going back to London after Yom Tov. If you don't go back home, it's not a problem. Even if there's no Eruv, as long as you don't go back home, you can do that. There is a Shita that holds Yitzor as Otso, but that, according to that Shita, we also have a Shvira Tzor HaMoed. Right. So that's a bit of an outline, and I've given you an understanding in how to tackle Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Now, I said before, the Eliyahu brings from a Kadmon, from a rare Sefer, that Chazal and Masakin Bahab after the two Yom HaMitzvahim that have Chol HaMoed. And he says, because people are Nichshal and Hilchos Chol HaMoed. And he adds on, Kagoyin, an example. And when I was preparing the Shia, and I had a choice of different points to discuss, I decided to give Tinkadima to this point, because this is a point that the Eliyahu, B'shem this Kadmon, specifies that people are Nichshal, so I gave Tinkadima to talk about that. He says people are Nichshal in understanding what Dover HaOvad is, and they don't realize that Dover HaOvad only applies to losing something which you have already in your hand. Chazal were matir to do a Dover HaOvad on Chol HaMoed. I think before I start, let me just make clear something which I promised earlier that I would say. I said the prime heteru on Chol HaMoed, I'll come back later to the Dover HaOvad I want to discuss. I want to make clear the 2 points of Dover HaOvad and Tzor HaMoed. There's a prime heteru on Chol HaMoed of Dover HaOvad and Tzor HaMoed. You're allowed to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed of Tzor HaOvad, and there Agav, for those that have a feel for Dikduk, there's no Vov in Dover HaOvad. Hey, Aleph, Vase, Dalet, there's a Tzere under the Vase. Ha-Ovid. If you spell it with a Vov, Dover HaOvad, it means something which is lost. If it's already lost, it's too late, there's nothing to do about it, you can't do any Melachos. Dover HaOvad means something which is lost. Dover HaOvad means something which is about to get lost. That's in the Dikduk of Lashon HaKodesh, it's Dover HaOvad. Okay, that's for the Dikduk people. You've got to get it right anyway. Tzor HaMoed, you can do a Melacha Chol HaMoed. There are two kinds of Tzor HaMoed. There's a Tzor HaMoed for Oichel Nefesh, food and physical needs. And there's a Tzor HaMoed for all other needs. The difference between the two is that for Tzor Oichel Nefesh and physical needs, you can do practically any Melacha. And for other Tzor HaMoed, you can only do a Maaseh Hedyot. There's a difference in Chol HaMoed between Maaseh Uman and Maaseh Hedyot. In Dover HaOvad, we don't differentiate between the two. In Oichel Nefesh and physical needs, we also don't differentiate between the two. But Sh'ol Tzorche HaMoed is only mutter to do Maaseh Hedyot and Maaseh Uman. I'm not translating Maaseh Uman into English because it's not easy to translate it into English. But you all know there are some malachos which are considered simple, straightforward malachos which are Maaseh Hedyot, and there are malachos which are considered Maaseh Uman. I said before, driving is mutter to Tzorche HaMoed. So some poskim wonder why is driving a Maaseh Hedyot. Everyone knows that in order to drive, you have to take lessons. A Hedyot can't just get into a car and drive. So perhaps driving should be considered Maaseh Uman. And if Shlomo Zalman Oelbach said that he had this kasha for a long time, and then he decided to push the answer. He said like this, what is the malacha of driving? The malacha is pushing the pedal. The gears might also, in a manual car, might also involve a malacha, perhaps. There's no ma'aseh uman in pushing a pedal or changing the gears. The ma'aseh uman is to know when to do it, and how far to push, and when to slow down. A header can get into a car to drive. Of course, any header can drive a car, it'll crash as well. The umness is to know how to drive, when to stop, and what speed to go, and how to turn around a corner. But there's no umness in the malacha, it's a straightforward malacha, you just push a pedal. So therefore, that's why it's considered the ma'aseh hediot.
Once you pass your test, it's ma'aseh
hediot. So you can't say, it's not necessarily true, because there are things that it's not necessary to. You don't always say that. It depends on understanding exactly what ma'aseh uman means. There are those that say, since you have to learn it, that itself means it's a ma'aseh uman.
Umness is like a washing machine engineer. You've got a few hundred, few thousand.
It's very clear in the poskim that ma'aseh uman and ma'aseh hediot does not depend on how many people can do it. It's clear in Shulchan Aruch, it's clear in the poskim. Ma'aseh uman and ma'aseh hediot does not mean what you think it means when the first time you hear it. Ma'aseh uman, I said before, I'm not translating it, but I'm going to explain it a little bit. Ma'aseh uman means something which requires precision, something which is a delicate, detailed job which needs a certain skill to do it with a precision. I don't want to give a share now on what Ma'aseh uman is. I want to go now to Madova Ovid, as I said before, because the Eliyahu says people don't understand Madova Ovid. He refers only to losing something which you have already. The Gemara says very clearly in Moed Katan that you may not do Malacha Chol HaMoed in order to gain something, which if you didn't do this Malacha, you wouldn't have this gain. That's not called Dover Ovid. You have an opportunity to get something. And if you don't do the Malacha, you won't get it. You cannot allow yourself to do it based on Dover Ovid. So there's a big kasha here, and I assume that some of you are already thinking this. You might have heard once in a Shia or learnt that there's a Halacha of buying in a sale Chol HaMoed. It comes from a Yerushalmi. It's not in Babli. The Yerushalmi says that if there's a sale on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to, and there are things which are going which are not available after Yom Tov or cheap on Chol HaMoed, you may buy it on Chol HaMoed. And all the Rishonim talk about this kasha. This is one of the kasha that they all talk about. There are some Rishonim that say it's a machlokes between the Babli and the Yerushalmi, and according to the Babli, you can't buy from a sale on Chol HaMoed, but most Rishonim don't go without mahalach.
Does that mean an auction as well? An auction of property?
It would be similar, yeah. Anything on auction, you've got a certain number of days. So if you don't put in your bid now, you're going to lose the opportunity. There are various answers in the Rishonim, and it's not easy to work out which one the poskim actually go with the halacha. The main answer, which is the answer which is most respected by the poskim in halacha, is an answer which is brought down by the Rosh b'shem the Raivot. The Rosh brings from the Raivot an answer which is the most respected halacha by the poskim. The Raivot says like this: Chazal were matir a person to buy in a sale on Chol HaMoed, although it does not have the definition of Dover Ovid, but it has a similarity to Dover Ovid. And since Mekach Memka is not a proper malocha, even on Shabbos it's only a Shavuos, so they said you could do Mekach Memka for something which has a similarity to Dover Ovid. According to the Raivot, you can't do a malocha that's served Dover Ovid. You can't do a malach on Chol HaMoed in order to gain something. You can only do a malach on Chol HaMoed in order to prevent a loss. So, if you have a leak in a pipe, and if you don't sort it out within the next few days, your house is going to be flooded. It requires a malacha. You might even be a ma'aseh uman, but it's a proper dover ovid because you don't want your house to be spoiled, so you can do a malacha. But if you've got a farmer that works out, if he doesn't do a certain malacha in his ground now, then he's lost a chance of getting special fruits in this year's crop. That would be, the Gemara says he can't do that, because he's not losing something by not doing the malacha, he's just losing an opportunity of gaining something, and this requires a malacha. And when the Yerushalmi says you can buy in a sale, that is limited to Mekach HaMemka, which Mekach HaMemka is not a malacha, it's only a Shavuos. This is the Teretz of the Raivot, and it sounds very limited. Now, the Achronim have a lot to say about this Raivot.
You think about picking grape from the vintage. Mm-hmm. If you don't pick it now, it's gone.
Yes.
So suckers in the time of the vintage in most parts of Europe.
Yes.
So that would be proper double.
Yeah, so that's a Shulchan Aruch and top of Lamed Tetzach, which I want to come to soon. I see you're always ahead of me. I'm going to be there sooner, Mr. Shem, by the vintage. There's some poor Shalom Shabbat by the vintage, and we have to understand it. The Poskim say that the Raivod is not limited to Mekach and Memka. They say, the Poskim say, Primogodim and other Poskim, any Molocha which on Shabbat and Yom Tov is only Midrabonim. And it's a Molocha She'ein Bo Tircha, it's a Molocha that one does easily and straightforwardly without a Tircha, is included in the Heter of Mekka of doing something to have a gain. There is a shitta of some poiskim, the Chazon Ish, and perhaps the Gaon as well, and perhaps some other poiskim, that they say even a malocha de eraisa is mutter for halvocha if it's provided it's ein boi tircha. So for example, if you need to buy something in Cholamoid, and you're not allowed to buy it unless you do some writing, ksiva is a malocha de eraisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's a malocha she'ein bo tircha. According to the first shita that I mentioned, you cannot do it at tzorech halvocha, because it's not a real davar avod, you're just trying to get gain in a sale, so you will not be able to buy this item of cholamoid. The second shita that holds that a malocha de'orais is also mutter, provided it doesn't have a tircha, would allow to do that cholamoid. The halacha lemaisa, the main shita, the first shita, that only a malocha de'boron is mutter at tzorech halvocha, provided ein bo tircha. So to go by car, again, to go by car to a sale on a cholamoid, and driving a car does involve on Shabbat and Yom Tov strong chashoshes of malochus deyuraisa. So even though driving a car you might say malochus she'en batircha, but according to the ikar locha it's not going to be mutter a cholamoid, only if you're there anyway or if it's in walking distance. And of course, taking time again after won't be a problem, as I said before, because it's always mutter even shleiros chamoid.
Why
isn't
it
coming
through
Chamoid? Could it get out to buy the seal? Yeah. There are those that say that there isn't a clear Mekon halacha for that svara. I'm not completely dismissing it, but there isn't a clear Mekon that is mutter. Now, the Ramban comes with a chiddush. The Ramban says he doesn't like this whole business. What's the nafkamina if it's Mekach Memka, if it's Ein B'Tircha? He doesn't like this whole business. The Gemara says clearly, Dover Ovid is only something which you have and you might lose. Halvocha, trying to have a gain, is not called Dover Ovid, and there are no heterim. Says Ramban, so why is the Yishalmi allowed to buy in a sale? Says Ramban, you've misunderstood it. You have to understand the Yishalmi differently. The Yishalmi means like this. If I need a new oven, my oven is broken, I can't use my oven, or it's a very bad quality, I need to buy an oven, and it's on my calendar that sometime in the future, after Sukkot, I'm going to go to the shop and buy a new oven. And suddenly I hear a cholamoy, there's a new oven for sale. And it's going at a very cheap discounted price. So an oven would normally cost me a few hundred pounds. So let's say, I'm not up to date, let's say the oven costs £400. And there's an oven going for £100. Says that I'm banned, if I get this sale now, that's real double halvut, because I've saved myself £300. If I would wait till after Cholamoid, I would have to spend, money is what I have in my hand, and I would have to give out £300, which I won't need to give out if I buy the oven now. Says the Ramban, that buying in a sale, the Yishalmi is limited to something that you are going to buy anyway. And you are going to take £400 out of your pocket and pay it for an oven. By buying the oven now, you save yourself that vase of the £300. So it's a real double halvut. It says, Ramban, the Yishalmi is matter only something which you were going to buy anyway. And that's a real davar avod. And there's no dafkin nafkamina with it, it's a mekach memka or even a proper malocha. The Mishnah Berurah, according to this, if you would hold that Ramban.
You didn't have
daf
to buy it.
Yeah. Ramban said that the Yishalmi is limited to you were going to buy anyway. Yeah. Since you were going to buy anyway, then it's what you would support that Veda. They're always showing that a cholik on Ramban, they said that's not called Aveda, because when you pay £400 for an oven, you're not losing money, you're paying its value. They don't like this kula of Ramban. The Mishnah Berurah clearly, Pasuk is not like Ramban. There's a Mefurish Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of Tovkuf Mem Gimel that is not Pasuk like Ramban. However, there is a Shulchan Aruch, back to what you mentioned before, David, that talks about buying in the vintage, if wine is available on a cholamoid, which is not going to be available the rest of the year, and it's going to be more expensive the rest of the year, and it's much easier to get hold of now, and the Shulchan Aruch is matzir to do it, even if it involves malochos. And the Mishnah Berurah says a whole pshat to explain this machaba. And the Gaon of the North, the Gaon of the Gaon, says that this Shulchan Aruch is based on Ramban. because since it'll be you need to buy wine, and later it's more expensive, that's called over Ovitz. So why am I saying this? I said before, if you need to do malocha, tzorech halvocha, and it involves writing or something like that, I said you can't do it because only mechamemka or dorbonu she'im b'tzirch ha'mutter tzorech halvocha. According to Ramban, if you're going to buy it anyway, it would be mutter to write. But as I said, the Mishnah doesn't pass kenak Ramban, but the Gro does pass kenak Ramban. So there is a mokum, there's room for leniency. You can ask a shayla if it's negeri, it can sometimes be mekel. I've got a few minutes left, I want to mention one more halacha on Cholamoid. There's a very interesting halacha on Cholamoid, which when you first come across it, you think that it can create big difficulties for people that own property, or people that manage property, and I've been asked several times about this, but when you look deeper into it, it's usually not a problem at all. There's an issa amir ola akum on Shabbos, and on Cholamoid also there's an issa to tell a goy to do something. On Shabbos, there's a hetzer of kabronos, you're allowed to give a goy something before Shabbos. If you're not paying him for the time, you're paying him for the job. And you tell him, do it when you want. As long as you give back to me Monday morning, Tuesday morning, you don't have to do it. He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. It's mutter. However, he can't do it with a hester. He can't have building work being done in your house on Shabbos, even for kabronos, because it's a maras ha'ayin. People will think that you instructed him to do it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, but if you own a property outside the tchum, and nobody ever goes there, then you're allowed to instruct a goy to do a malacha there, even though he might do it on Shabbos, because there's no maris ha'ayim, because nobody goes outside the tchum. So somebody owns a property in Nottingham or Leicester, he can ask a goy to do a malacha, but kabronos, although he might do it on Shabbos, he doesn't instruct him to do it on Shabbos, because there's no chashash maris ha'ayim, because nobody, I'm assuming there's no yidden there, whatever, or a town that has no yidden. On Chol HaMoed, says the Gemara, and this is a famous riddle, what is mutter on Shabbos and also on Chol HaMoed? On Chol HaMoed, since you're allowed to go outside the tchum, so if you have a property outside the tchum, also people might go there, and there's a chashash maris ha'ayin, so you can't ask a goy to do a malocha be kabronos if there's a possibility to do it on Chol HaMoed, even though it's for kabronos, you're not paying him for the time, and he didn't tell him to do it after Chol HaMoed, because the same maris ha'ayin applies in town, applies out of town. So people own property all over England. What? People own property all over England, and they've got 8 or 9 days which they can't, jobs can't be done. But the MS is, if you look into it clearly in Halachas and simulation and Dalot, and Halachas Shabbos speaks that very clearly, this Maris Ha'ayin only applies if people know that this house belongs to a Yid, and it has to be that Yidon know it belongs to a Yid. So you own this property in Nottingham or Leicester or wherever, and even if the Goyishan neighbor knows that the Yid owns this property, that's still not Maris Ayin as far as this halacha is concerned. So you can ask a Goy to do a malacha be kablonos, and he might do it on Chol HaMoed, as long as you don't instruct him to do it specifically on Chol HaMoed. You give him the option, you tell him before Yom Tov to do it any time he wants, and he might do it on Chol HaMoed, even though the Gemara says that Chutz Litzchum is also the Maris Ayin of kablonos, but since no Yid, there's no mezuzah on that door, and no Yid that would or could walk past would notice that it belongs to a Yid, then there's no problem with it, and it's taken mutter by halacha. Okay, I wish you all a good answer.
I can't fit up my car.
What?
I can't fit up my car. If I need to travel up here,
yes. If you do need the petrol, if you do, then you can do the whole tank. It's fine, yeah. If you do, you can do the whole tank. But if you don't, you're right, yeah.